The summer fish we have been holding our breath for has finally started to make an appearance.
Big news for the Trout River anglers, of course, is the opening of the season.
Quite a few good bottled fish happening out. Some nice swiggers came out. Plenty little half crab.
Clear sign. Summer is coming, guys.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angling News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, I hate it sometimes when I am right. I was unfortunately right last week. The fishing was going to be bad, and that's what I hate about it. That's what I do not like reporting on. But nevertheless, whether I like it or not, you want a good, honest report, and that's what I had delivered. Guys, the conditions, the fishing conditions were atrocious. It was horrific. It was plain down depressing if you were an angler. However, since the start of this week, it has been improving. Guys, we've seen bream, we've seen blacktail, we've seen shad, we've seen cob. And one thing I have been waiting for, the non-eds have started to make an appearance. They are starting to poke their noses out in certain areas more than the others. These fish have been surprising anglers throughout our coastline because they didn't expect to get them. And we can taste it, we can smell it, we can sniff it. The summer fish we have been holding in our breath for has finally started to make an appearance. They are starting to come out, and we are going to tell you exactly where they are. As for our offshore scene, despite those horrific conditions, the guys did go out and they were certainly rewarded, more so on the bottom fishing side. We're going to tell you where that is as well. And as for the freshwater, well, that's been on absolute fire this past week. So we're going to get into all of it as we usually do. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So guys, as I said, this week we've had some atrocious conditions, right? And there were some areas that were better than the others. One of those areas that was pretty bad throughout this week until the latter half of this week, where things started to fire up a bit, just to get in a bit of a fix before those heavy winds come through again, and they will be able to fish on this weekend again, I have no doubt. However, after not being able to fish last week, during the midweek, there were fish that came out from the south coast, and Adam is going to tell us all about it.
Good day, Vinesh. Hope you're doing well, my bud. So, I'm down in the Manaba stretch, and it's still a little bit sandy here and there in the waves, a little bit of puffs here and there, but otherwise it is getting slowly but surely greener, a bit more bluer, which is good. I do see a couple of guys down in the rocks trying for some bream. It's quite a well-known area, this, for bream. But things have been swack, unfortunately. We've just had terribly big seas, you know, really rough conditions, huge sidewash. You know, there's been nothing major to report in terms of the rock and surf side or even the ski boat side. But I do see that our dams are still producing some good fish. So freshwater side's definitely been holding up that pillar of purple patches, if you wish, because we've got Hugo with some very nice carp recently caught down in Southport at BBS, and we've had a few nice bass at most of our dams from Paddock Cockstead right down to the actual south coast itself. So really good to see the freshwater guys, you know, just holding up the banner for us, because yeah, rock and surf and deep sea has been absolutely the pits. The one or two days where it's not been entirely bad, but bad, if that makes any sense, there's been one bream, one blacktail, one small hammerhead off Margot Pier. I know Damien got himself a really nice shad not too long ago as well, in those sort of mild conditions, not when it was absolutely terrible. But things are looking okay for this coming week in terms of the weather, in terms of the sea. It's just obviously we're going into August and we're getting into our windy periods and our big seas. We've really got to pick your days, and you know, we're getting geared up for our summer fishing for your non-eds and your edible fish, as we know. So guys are getting prepared for that. But just August, you know, into September, traditionally, which it hasn't been the last few years, but it looks like it's getting back there again. You know, August, September's always been kind of out the picture. It's crazy winds. It's all mixed up. The sea's on its head with one or two days in between out of the whole month that you can pick to go and fish. And that's definitely been the case. So maybe things will go back to normal again, Vinesh. Let's just wait and see what this weekend holds. Otherwise, guys, it hasn't been great on the South Coast. I'm sorry to report that. It's definitely been a freshwater scene out of all the sort of facets of angling. But you never know what the future holds. Otherwise, everyone out there, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you for that, Adam. Another good, honest report, because it is what it is. And that's what you get out of Angler News. We're going to tell you exactly what's going on. So things are not the greatest on the Lower South Coast. Yes, there has been some fish. There were a couple hammers and sharks that came out during the middle of the week. And the odd one bream here, but one blacktail there. It is going to get better. Yeah, trust me, the signs are there. It's all poised to get a lot better. Once we just get through this erratic weather period, it's going to be bending rods all summer long. Now, to step away from the rods and something that's more down under, but staying in the South Coast, we're done with our spear fishing report for this past week.
It's Don from Hibiscus Underwater Club. So last week, absolutely no chance. Hectic east wind with absolutely massive swell. But early this week, Monday, Tuesday, there was a big change in the conditions. Swell dropped, some patches of clean water around, or clean enough. A couple of guys have jumped in, no fireworks, just a couple of crayfish. The guys have seen some nice brusher around, but didn't manage to get any fish. One small garrick I heard of. Other than that, no fireworks. Looking ahead again, it's not looking great for spearfishing and diving. One promising thing is that the rain is staying away. All the rivers on the South Coast are like bursting at the seams. So they were ready to go. Once that happens, yeah, that clean water that's hanging around is going to get busted out. So let's just hope that those rivers stay closed for us for another couple of weeks. And we might get an opportunity soon once these big storms have pushed on.
Cheers, Don. I think most of the guys are waiting for that rain to come through because, yeah, KZN kind of needs some rain right now. However, if you are a spearfishing guy and going through what you are going through, I can totally understand that. Now, to round off the South Coast report, we are with Ray Thompson, and Ray has a slightly better report as we move into Durban. The good signs are here, guys. The good signs are here. Let's listen to what Ray has to say.
Down the South Coast, obviously the weekend, the sea was a little bit uppy. We had bad weather, like I told you before. But at the moment, the sea is flat down at Margate. They're catching hammerheads. They're catching grey sharks. Moving up to Hibernian and Pennington. Absolutely horrid conditions, but there were still fish to be caught. Bronze bream and cob, flavour of the day. Moving on to the Toti area. The South Coast League was fished down on Saturday and Sunday. A lot of fish caught, a lot of bream, a lot of eel-tail barbel, and, of course, the top fish for that Saturday and Sunday was blacktail. And I'm talking blacktail of 30, 32 centimeters, which is like 1 to 1.2 kilos. So those are brilliant fish for kids to target, and you fish close for them. So guys, go out there. There's been bronze bream all the way from the bluff all the way down to Hibernian. Don't forget the brusher. The guys fishing on the bluff, fishing with the muscle man crab, their arms are getting stretched. The first little bit of sprinkling of summer fish started appearing. And I'm talking about those little sandies that make their appearance. Those sandies of 5 to 10 kilos, which pitched up in the Durban area, which is a clear sign that summer is coming, guys. So go out there now and have fun.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm licking my lips in anticipation. Hey, here's a little sneak peek. Here's a little thought. This is exactly what my prediction is. Next Wednesday, go down and fish the basin, right? Because I got a feeling that that is going to be the day we're going to see some sandies, we're going to see some browns, and we're going to see a lot more gray sharks. So this our next show will come out next Thursday. But until then, guys, get ready. Summer fish are coming. Now, let's move on into the freshwater side of things. Let's divert up to the Midlands, where there has been plenty of action. It's exactly what we predicted last week. Go freshwater, because that's where the fish were. And Jan is going to reiterate exactly what we've said.
Hey there, guys. So last week, we reported that summer was coming in hot. And by direct correlation and the rules of cause and effect, this week, we have snow in the weather forecast. But of course, we say Anyway, we won't argue, and fingers crossed that it is in fact correct, as the Greater Midlands is very dry, and any precipitation at this stage would be most welcome. Big news for the Trout River anglers, of course, is the opening of the season this weekend. So much to get excited about. I, for one, will be tying a couple of flies and headed out to my favorite stretch, and in the hopes that there is some of the moving stuff, and there are fish that are willing to play the game. I just need one fish so that I can open my account. Full reports will follow next week. There already has been some great moving action over the last week. Some excellent scalies have been reported from both the Umkomaas and Tugela systems. Some great fish coming in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter class. No word locally from the Mgani as yet, but no doubt very soon. Trout still waters returns from the NFFC anglers show varied results as a result of August living up to its windy reputation and the barometer bouncing all over the place. There have been a couple of big uns reported, though, which have made it into the 19 to 21 inch or 48 to 53 centimeter bracket, which makes it well worthwhile to get out there and get that fly into the water. So, guys, put that fly in the water, make it swim, and have that fish eat it. On the bass front, a big weekend for the Albert Falls Bass Classic taking place, and as Albert's has been closed for the past couple of weeks for its competitors. In the meantime, however, there have been a couple of, shall we say, freelance anglers that have been fishing Albert's, and a good couple of fish have come out. So let's hope that it's the same for the Classic, and tight lines to all the anglers. And I look forward to reporting next week. Watch the space. Contrary to reports seen on the socials, Midmar is apparently fishing well, with some good fish coming to hand in the 3 to 4 kilograms mark. The water levels are dropping fast, and fish are already staging pre-spawn and are apparently in the shallows. Tight lines to all, guys, and do stop in the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice.
Yeah, and you absolute legend. Thank you so much. I love it. There is always something to catch in KZN. Even though we couldn't fish the ocean, we could still go freshwater, and it was amazing. It was awesome. Yan, river season, so exciting. I can't wait to go and try my fly in the riverside. And as for the Albert Falls Bass Classic, well, that's going to be truly epic. I mean, judging by our cover with the bass that has come out of Albert Falls, whoa, boys, yikes. Yeah, it's going to be, I can't wait for the results to come out next week. I have no doubt Yanni is going to be back with an amazing report. Now, let's jump back into Durban, where we are talking the rock and surf and the offshore side with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's been quite quiet on the Durban North and surrounding beaches in the Frontier. But saying that, there have been some lovely stumpies in Grunter Court, a couple of shared, odd little diamond here and there, a couple spinners. Not what we're requiring, but it is there. The guys are fishing and putting in the hours, they are getting some bite. A lot of the oaks have opted to either go far north or far south to go look for bronze bream and cob and rock cod and things like that on the ledges. But yes, they are getting some lovely fish up and down the coast as well. On the ski boat side, the oaks are getting quite a few garrick on the boat, generally on live bait. Some have been caught on artificials and strip baits, things like that, while the guys are trying for snook. Between the garrick, there have been some snook. The snook have died off quite a bit. Otherwise, most of the ski boaters are opting to go deep to fish the bottoms. Rock cod, doggers, keelback, the normal stuff. Durban Bay, also a little bit on the quiet side. A couple grunter there, saw some picks of kingies again. The kingies are nice size. They're 2 to 4 kilo size kingie. So on the light tacklers, absolutely good job. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, with the spring coming in, that the fish will start up again. Maybe the rain this weekend might help. Hopefully the sea calms down a bit, because I took a drive yesterday to have a look and South Pier was getting smoked. But yeah, once everything comes all back together, I think we should be getting some lovely bite. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, what can I say about fishing over the last week? Guys, the weather has been atrocious. We had northeasters, southwesters, northeasters, southwesters. Yeah, a couple of times we did manage to get out in between the bad weather. Guys, there's still quite a few good bottom fish happening out. Some nice slingers came out. Plenty of little half crab. Some of them making size. Got quite a few of the smaller ones at the moment. At night time, there's still the keelback. But as I say, guys, there's not much happening with this terrible weather. Hopefully, over the next week, it gets better again, and I'll be able to give you some better information. But yeah, guys, tight line, and speak to you guys all next week.
Cheers for that, guys. I guess the moral of the story is, well, perseverance. Now, we know a fair amount of anglers did go out. They did face those blustering winds, those big seas, and they were certainly rewarded. There were still fish coming out. So, yes, we've got 1 or 2 days of uncomfortable weather. The weekend has a few windows of opportunity, guys. I'm going to tell you more about this weekend's weather and predictions after this week's North Coast report, which I have just received from Suvikar up on the North Coast. And it starts off by saying, Vinesh, the non-eds are here. Zimkwazi to Salt Rock, lots of greys and lots of blues. As for Zimkwazi, a huge duck bill was landed yesterday. Guys, it was a beautiful one. I'm looking at the image right now. Kudos to that angler. Beautiful fish to see this early in the season. So the North Coast is looking absolutely fantastic. You did report, though, Blythedale has been a bit quiet. As for Tinley Manor, lots of copper brims has been coming out. Now, if you're moving up towards Richards Bay, St. Lucia, Cape Viral, well, guys, it's purely more on the offshore side. Lots of good offshore species coming out. The Kuta are certainly on the bite. So if you're heading up there without a boat, make sure to book a charter. Now, that rounds off our KZN report for this past week. Guys, it has been some hot and cold areas to fish on. The hot spots hasn't been so hot as usual, but it is predicted. It is that time of the year. It is August. We know we've got erratic weather conditions. So Thursday, freezing. Friday, there is an opportunity to fish. Friday morning is more so the time to fish. As for the rest of the weekend, well, there's a window on Saturday, and that's going to be between 6 to 10 o'clock in the morning. The conditions are pretty fishable until that wind starts coming through again. As for Sunday, same story, a very small window of opportunity, probably about an hour in the morning, and then we're going to get hit with that wind. But the better days are coming. We've got a couple days of northeasterlies coming through, and Wednesday, I feel, is going to be the day. So as we get out of this transition season, we know it's going to be amazing, right? And trust me on this one, right? Watch this space. Next Wednesday, I've got a feeling we're going to have a bit of a knockout with the non-eds that we can taste in the air. Oh, by the way, speaking of taste, hey, if you enjoy fish, and this is where I'm really excited about this one, right? On Monday at 6 a.m., our new show goes live, right? And this is all to do with the best tasting fish in SA. You guys know, I do not eat fish, right? I mean, I'm not a lover of eating fish. I've never enjoyed it. Guys, this week, I've just done my podcast, right, with the Bartho brothers. And at the end of my podcast, they told me to try a piece of this fish that they've had. It was a swordfish. And it was one of the most delicious pieces of meat I've ever eaten in my life. They have converted me. I now eat swordfish. Okay, and they told me about a whole bunch of other fish. And when you listen to this podcast, you're gonna understand why Vinesh Sugrim now eats fish. After 44 years of never enjoying fish, not eating fish, refusing to eat fish, giving away all the catches that were edible on my side to give away, I finally eat fish. And it's all because of the stuff that I've heard in this podcast, right? So you're going to want to hear this. It's coming out on Monday on ecr.co.za. Click on the podcast tab. Look out for our expert series on the best eating fish in SA. So I'm going to leave it with that. I'm heading out. I am fishing in Palme this week. I'm meeting a bunch of friends, and we are going to have the time of our lives. Stay tuned to the next report with what I have caught. Follow my social media channels. For now, until the next show.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vinesh Sugrim. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.